Okay, this coming Shabbos, we have the wonderful privilege of being able to read Parshas Tazria together with Parshas HaChodesh. So the Parsha begins, Yishar Ki Tazria, and Rav Moshe Tzvinei Yitzchak Tzadik Livracha, the famous Rav Rosh Yeshiva of Kfar Aroeh, in Eretz Yisrael, noted that there are two words utilized in having children. There is the idea of building a yesod, and then there's the idea of binyan, right? So the man gets yesod, a child gets a yesod from the father, but the child is built up by the mother. The child is vayiven esatela, etc., by the mother. Fathers lay groundwork of intellectual stamina in their children, says Rav Neria. Mothers, using bina yisera, build on that base of knowledge and use it to craft strong buildings on the solid foundations. Parents need to understand their roles, and children need to understand and be able to benefit from both sides, a strong yesod, as well as a binyan that comes and is built on top of that yesod. Continuing with the idea, Ishaki says, Rashi cites the Medrash and notes that in the same way that man was created after all creatures during Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, his laws or his status is listed after the status of all the other creatures whose kashra status was identified at the end of Parsha Shmini. And Sifsei Chachamim comment that technically the story of Parshas Metzora should precede the story of Tazria, because after all, Metzora deals with the tuma of a male, while the Tazria story begins Isha ki Tazria. So why do we have the Isha before the Adam ki Yev or Besaros Eso Sapachas? Why is that done? That is the question of the Sifsei Chachamim. So Rabbi Yisrael Grossman Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Karlin Stollen, who is the father of the famous disco rabbi, the Rabbi Migdal Ha'imach, the great Tzadik Rav Yitzchak David Grossman Zecher Shalita, notes that, quite honestly, Adam and Chava were created at the same time, and that is based on a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yilches Amud Aleph. And so, giving preference to the woman before the man, as we do in this week's Seder, is really not much of a challenge. That's great, in my opinion, except it doesn't explain why we give that preference. We have the right to give the preference, but why do we give the preference? And so I was thinking, perhaps, the building off the idea of Rav Grossman, the preference is therefore one of chronology. By definition, Isha ki Tazria, the Yalda Zachar, first one needs to be born, and only thereafter can one become a Metzora, should he step out of line. And thus the Torah begins, Isha ki Tazria, but then later goes into Adam Kieva or Besaro. Before we get there, the Torah gives us the very important mitzvah by Yom HaShmini Yimal Besaro Lasso, that on the eighth day you should give him a bris. And the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph uses this text by Yom HaShmini to show us that Mila happens even on Shabbos if it's Mila Bismana. Well, the truth is, the Ramah in Yoredeya seems to paskin that one who does Mila early is Yotzei. And if so, ask the Shach over there in Yoredeya on the Ramah, why don't we just do a bris early in order not to have a chilul Shabbos? So the Sfasemis in Masechta Shabbos explains that if one's not chayiv to do the bris then, so one should not do the bris then. And that's the meaning of uvayom hashmini, that on the eighth day, you should do the bris. On the eighth day, you can do the bris, and prior to that point, you may not do the bris. Now, the Torah continues and notes that Adam kieba or besaros eso sapachas o beharas, that when a person has a se'es or besaro on his flesh of his body, the late great Mashgiach of Lakewood, Rav Nosson Tzvi Wachfogel Zecher Tzadik Livracha, notes that there is one commonality in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, al shivet dvarim ha-negoyim bayim, it's the very first Mishnah in Negoyim. And the Mishnah tells us that there is seven things that cause negei tzaras. And there's a commonality, says Rav Nosson Tzvi Wachfogel. They all lead a person to decide not to be a fair partner with the world. And so, therefore, as a result, the person thinks that everything is his, and that others lack value in his life. And that's why, says Rav Nosson Tzvi, this person speaks badly about others, and he doesn't lend to them. He can only see that which is his, and in his mind, all is, in his mind, his. This is the tzar ayin, which leads to tzaras. And so the Torah continues with the understanding, Be'ene HaKoin, he sees the Se'es Levana, that Kohen sees, Ra'ah Kohen b'nei seis levana, he sees the white seis on the skin. So from this week's parasha, it sounds like the color white is a color of Tumah and Saras. Yet when it comes to next week's Sedra, well, the Sedra after Chag HaPesach, when we read Parsha Sachrimos, when we deal with the Shara HaMishtaleach, and when we deal with Yom Kippur in general, we treat white as a sign of Tara. How can something that's be white be both a sign of Taras and also a sign of Tara? So the Otros HaTorah suggests that when a person sins Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, then even the greatest signs of purity turn on him. That is to say, technically speaking, white is supposed to imply something positive. The problem is that when this guy sins and he does what he does, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you can do even that, so then everything's going to turn on you. And maybe in that light, we read about the fact, Kulo Hafach Alavan Tahorhu. We see that when this ace turns white, if everything turns white, it becomes Tahor. Now, how could it be that the very sign of Tumah be Tahor if suddenly it's all-encompassing? So Rav Shachter once told us that there's a Gemara that notes that that Mashiach can't come until the entire world turns to Minas. So Rav Shachter, Shalita, compared this to Reishis HaGeis. When one gives Reishis HaGeis the first shearings, he can't give the entire shearing to the Kohen. If there's Reishis, there has to be something left over. Shachter says in the name of the Melech Shalom, the Melech Shleima, that when we make something Kodesh, what helps create the Kedusha is its contrast to Chol. And the same is true in the opposite. We can't have Tumah and a concept of Tameh if everything is Tameh. There always has to be a Tara contrast. Kulo Hafach Lavan, if everything changes into white, then that means Torahu. There's no basis to declare something Tameh. The Torah goes on and describes, Ubiyom heroz bo basar chayitma. On the day that there's live skin, so then the man will become Tameh. And Rashi explains that there are certain days we don't even bother to check. And one of the classic examples, says Rashi, is a chasan. A chasan is given 7 days of Sheva Brachas in order not to ruin those days for him. So the Kazan Glover Rebbe, the Eretz Tzvi, asks how a chasan can even get Saras if on the day of his chuppah he's forgiven for his sins. After all, we say Machalas Pas Yishmal, that a chasan biyom chupaso is entitled to Mechilas Avonos. So Menachem Zembe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Hashem Yimkom Damav, answers that this is true for the Yom Chupaso, but not for subsequent days. That is to say, on the Yom Chupaso, he's entitled to Mechilas Avonos, but he gets 7 days. It could be that he went right back to telling Lashon Hara. That's a terrible thing, and it's something that can cause Saras. The Imre Emes adds that when one is forgiven for his sins, that's an issue Bein Adam Lamakom. But Bein Adam L'Chaveiro Averos are not forgiven B'Yom Chupaso. Saras is therefore a means of punishing the sins Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and if one is guilty of sinning Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, he or she, because it sounds like this Mechilas Avonos is given to Kalas as well, they need to ask for Mechila. Finally, in the process, the Torah tells us, Badad Yeshev, Yechutz L'machan Moshavo. He or she should sit alone because his or her place is outside of Am Yisrael, is outside of the camp. And Rashi notes that this teaches us that even others who are Tameh should not be able to sit with him. Why is that indeed the case? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explained that the Shiluach Mitzorah, the sending of the Mitzorah outside, is due to his or her incredible ability to find fault within everyone else. The ability of seeing the Mitzorah outside is due to that situation. So rather than let that talent go to waste, we remove him from society so as to let that talent, finding fault, get its proper time working on the person himself. In other words, the guy himself has to be able to say, look, you're so good at finding fault. Don't look all around you. Start with yourself. The Brisker Rav added that this was what happened with Yonah on a boat. Yonah was surrounded by Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and yet he recognized his obligation to see Bishalmi HaTzara HaZos. He has to know that the reason why the troubles were befalling him was because of himself, not because of all the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's the ideal for a Yiddishkeit. Not to turn around and say what's wrong with everybody else, but instead to pay attention to what's wrong with him. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read a special Haftorah, right? Ubevoa nosi. And when the people would come on those special days, the Navi Yecheskel tells us in the special Haftorah for Parsha Sachodesh that on the appointed days, whoever comes, Bishar Tzafon, would leave Bishar Darom. That the people would go in through the north gate and leave by the south gate. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains that the reason why the people were told to leave from a different gate rather than the one that they entered is due to the fact that people tend to become bored with repetitive spiritual acts or ceremonial acts and look for change. The Torah wanted Aliyah L'Regel to be a fresh and inspiring event, not a habit. And so therefore the people were told to go in the different ways than the one that they came in order to provide a unique variety while at least preserving the process in the Mikdash. Rav Pamzatzal would often add that the same is true for the Mechanchim. A Mechanich should never be one who teaches Chumash or Gemara. A Mechanich has to realize that in order to keep his freshness inside of himself, he has to be one who teaches Talmidim. By focusing on the students as people, the newness and freshness of a curriculum, says Rav Palm, is destined to become much more exciting. We, as a Jewish people, need to do that not only in our chinuch, but rather in our living as well. We don't do Shabbos and Yontif, we live Shabbos and Yontif. And if we live it, each experience and each opportunity, we will indeed have a Shabbat Shalom, a Chodesh Tov, and an opportunity to experience not only the Geula of the past, but Be'ezus Hashem, B'nisan Egalu, B'nisan Asidim, Ligael. Shabbat Shalom to all.